For over 20 years, Rick Ernst and his wife Kathy have ventured out near their home in Trapper Creek to count birds around Christmas time. They're joined by other counters in the Upper Valley and across multiple countries as part of the Audubon Society's Christmas Bird Count.
In this area, this is our 21st official year, or 20th, I guess how you look at it. I call it the 21st, though the first one was done by only two people, Kathy and myself. But this is the 114th Christmas Audubon Bird Count.
The number of participants in the Christmas Bird Count has grown dramatically in 114 years. When the first event was held in 1900, there were just 25 circles that were counted, each 15 miles in diameter. Today, that number is 2,369. Participants now total over 70,000, stretching from Alaska and Canada to South America. In places like Ecuador, those circles can contain over 400 species of birds. In Alaska, there's not nearly that sort of variety.
Prudhoe Bay had a circle one time. They got six ravens, one species, that's it.
Rick Ernst says that as you get away from the Arctic Circle, there are more species that stay for the winter.
Fairbanks might have a dozen. Denali National Park, the same. Then we have our 18 to 20. Then Palmer will have up to 25 or 30, something like that. You go to Anchorage, you have maybe 40, 50. And as you go further south, you get more species and more numbers.
In the Upper Valley, black-capped chickadees and common redpolls are usually the most common species observed. There are also the ubiquitous magpies and ravens, as well as four species of woodpecker. Rick also keeps a list of the species that have only been seen once or twice during the winter, such as robins, some birds of prey, and one very confused kingfisher. The bird count is not simply a recreational activity, however. Rick Ernst says that scientists can access the data gathered by the Audubon Society to study bird population and species distribution.
20 of the more common species in the lower 48 have really taken a drop in populations in the last 40 years, up to 50%. And so that kind of information gives a scientist some kind of a grip on, you know, the numbers. Now, what the cause is, then they may not know, but at least they know those are going down.
Rick says that a number of factors play into decline of bird species, including birds flying into man-made structures like windmills and skyscrapers. He says that the trend is much more noticeable in the lower 48 than Alaska. Birds that migrate from South America are diminishing due to factors like habitat destruction, where development and farmland take over where forests once were. In Alaska, the numbers have been more stable, and a warming climate often means birds, such as robins, are actually finding more livable space, even as other species, like seals and polar bears, are losing it.
Climate change is making a big difference in how far north some of these birds extend, and some of them seem to extend a couple miles every year as the climate gets warmer. Going all the way, I believe the robins are all the way up to Barrow at this point.
Many of the participants in this year's bird count will be venturing out into the winter weather on January 4th. Rick Ernst says that you can participate without strapping on your boots, however.
Our bird count does consist of a feeder count and of the field count. So you, if you don't want to go out in the field, you can watch your bird feeder, and that counts also.
The event begins at midnight and runs 24 hours until January 25th. For more information, you can visit the Audubon Society website or contact Rick Ernst directly. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.